Welcome back to Delta Talk. Delta Talk brought to you by the CAP Center in Indianola and the Boys and Girls Clubs of the Mississippi Delta. I'm your host, David Dallas, director of the Boys and Girls Clubs of the Mississippi Delta. We are talking with Gloria Boyd, chief nursing officer at Greenwood LaFleur Hospital, and Spencer Jennings, doctor of pharmacy at Greenwood LaFleur Hospital. And we are talking about the vaccinations. And Gloria, I wanted to go back to you. I want to talk about those at-risk folks, particularly in the African-American community, and how they have been responding to the shots. You said they were reluctant at first. You've been offering the shots since December. You know, what's been happening in that community recently?
So what we've done with our marketing director, we put out a lot of social media. Mm-hmm. And for African Americans or any other
at risk
mm-hmm. Client who would like to get the vaccines, who were refused or who were not able to get through the health department, because we're the hospital, patients who are prone to have anaphylactic reactions.
Now, what is an anaphylactic reaction? What does that mean?
That means that there's a possibility that they could go into respiratory arrest they could have some form of shock from receiving that mm-hmm. shot, the vaccination. So what we do is we have had more of them come to us, and we monitor them for 30 minutes on our lot with a licensed nurse that's there to just monitor them.
That's so funny, because I remember, I got mine at a drugstore, and the people at my drugstore are fabulous. But, you know, when they told me to wait around for 30 minutes, I was thinking, man, if I were to pass out or something were to go wrong, are they going to get me to a hospital? So it is kind of convenient. If you get this done at the hospital.
Yes, we have a whole process.
We have a whole process.
Could you just kind of explain that to ease people's minds?
So every patient that receives a vaccine is monitored for 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. If you have a history of severe allergic reaction or anaphylaxis mm-hmm. to anything, food, drug, just in general, they monitor you for 30 minutes. We have emergency meds stocked on site. We also have a car sitting there ready to drive them around to the emergency room where they will get medical attention from the doctors and nurses in the emergency room if a allergic reaction was to occur.
Have you had any bad reactions?
No, sir.
Really?
No.
Out of all of those shots that you've given?
We've not had any reactions since we've given them.
Not the
bad. Like, I mean, people have talked about aching or whatever.
Some itching and stuff like that, but nothing like where your throat closes up where you can't mm-hmm. breathe.
Yeah. That's also encouraging, because it just lets people know that, you know, the chances of something going really wrong with this vaccine because I feel like that is a lot of what scares some people. Now, I also think, and I want to talk a little bit about this from y'all's perspective, I mean, there's some people that are just never going to get this shot. According to figures, that could be as much as 20 to 25% of the population.
It's the same with the flu shot. You have mm-hmm. people that don't get the flu shot every year because they mm-hmm. don't believe in it. Mm-hmm. They don't believe the flu can make you sick, but it mm-hmm. kills people every year, too. Mm-hmm. The COVID is obviously just the flu deadly. On steroids. Yeah. I mean, it's just rampant, yeah. you know, killing. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's killed a ton of people.
Right. Well, that's what I was going to say. The numbers are so high. But let me ask about, if you don't mind, because this is another case thing that I hear. People say, well, whatever happened to the flu? Are people still getting the flu?
We're seeing less cases in the hospital.
Masks. But
Dr. Mm-hmm. Judy Spencer just held up a mask. Because let's talk a little, because we talked at the end of the break, going into the break, we talked about masks and social distancing. Mm-hmm. I've also heard from a friend of mine at the hospital, Dr. Mary Carol Miller. She mm-hmm. said, you know, one of the reasons that people, you know, aren't getting the flu, that aren't suffering from allergies as bad, mm-hmm. as people are washing their hands and they're wearing masks.
Germex, washing hands is... Mm-hmm. You would think it was a normal process of life, but it is now.
It does feel like it's becoming forward. That way. Mm-hmm. So you have seen numbers for flu cases going down.
Yes, we've seen.
It's not a matter of somebody saying, oh, they're just re-evaluating or what's the word I want to use? They're renaming all the flu cases COVID cases.
No, we're not doing that.
You don't get a ton more money for COVID than you do
we
for...
We don't. We don't get a ton more money at all.
Okay. Yeah. That's another myth that's out there, is that people think, well, everything's being labeled as COVID when it's the flu or something mm-hmm. else. But the reality is COVID is COVID, and mm-hmm. you are naming flu
what it is. Yes.
And you just have not seen as many cases.
Mm-hmm. We've not. Because they do flu tests. They do flu tests just mm-hmm. like they do the COVID testing.
Yeah. But now, do you recommend, so let's say if, as we go forward this coming fall, there's going to be a flu vaccine mm-hmm. and there'll probably be another COVID vaccine. Is that seem reasonable?
They have not said, but that the way the companies are moving forward, they are preparing for a booster type shot.
A booster. So it would be, so if you've had the shot, then you would have a booster shot the following year.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of the, so the flu shot, the first time you get the flu shot as a child, you get two shots. And then every year after that, you just get one essentially booster shot to ramp up your immune system towards the flu. So that's kind of the thought that they're thinking the COVID vaccine will follow, but there's nothing definitive yet.
I was going to ask, because I will say I was one of these people growing up, I did not want to get a shot, number one, because I don't like shots. But I also felt like, oh, the flu shot's really unnecessary. If you get the flu, that's, you know, that's just what happens, and you're supposed to get over it. But I noticed that when I started taking the flu shot about 10 years ago, if I got sick, it was about 24 to 48 hours of being sick, flu-like symptoms, whereas prior to that, every time I got the flu, it would last almost a week. I mean,
That's how the vaccine, I guess, is essentially supposed to work. So the vaccine shows your body what the virus looks like so that it can mount an immune response to it. So then when you do, even after you had the vaccine, you do get it, your body knows what to do. So it fights it off quicker.
Now, I don't want to get too technical, but you use the term shows your body what the virus is like, whether it's the flu virus. So you're not actually giving, when you give a vaccine, you're not giving somebody COVID-19. You're not giving somebody the flu.
This one is not, there are live flu vaccines. We don't use those. We use an inactivated one. And the COVID vaccine is not any part of a virus. It's synthetically made in the lab.
Okay. So and again, it cannot shows your give body, you COVID. So your body can produce whatever it needs to do to fight.
It's the immune response.
The immune response, to help the immune response. So you asked, because I was asking about I was thinking about the third round. There will potentially be a booster round or a third round of shots at some point.
Like I said, the companies are going forward thinking that they're going to, that's going to be the plan of action. They don't really know. So all these people that got the test in the clinical trials, they're still following them to see how long their immune response lasts.
Dr. Jennings, I'd like to ask you a question. Okay. How you wound up here at the Greenwood LaFleur Hospital?
I'm from Greenwood.
You are from Greenwood.
I grew up here.
Okay, so you grew up here and just went off to school, got your doctor of pharmacy, and decided to come back here.
Yes, sir.
Can you tell us a little bit more about your background?
I grew up here in Greenwood. I went to Pella, and then I went to Mississippi State for 4 years. And then I went to Mississippi State. I mean, then I went to Ole Miss for pharmacy school. And then I came back here.
That's great. Are you glad you came back?
Yes, sir.
That's great. Well, and it's good to be helping your home community, particularly at a time like now.
Oh, yes, sir.
Gloria, for your background.
I'm from Morgan City,
which is not far away.
How I ended up here at Greenwood LaFleur Hospital, as a senior in high school, I worked at Shonan's, and so it was the worst job I thought I would ever have in my life. So I told my parents, "You don't have to worry about me doing this the rest of my life." So I knew I wanted to be a nurse, so I went to Mississippi Delta and got an associate degree, and then I went back and got a BSN from MUW. And now I have a master's from GCU in nursing leadership. So I just enjoy being patient advocate and taking care of patients and make sure they get what they need.
How long have you been in this position at the hospital?
I've been in this position for about 4 years. I started on the med-surg floor working as a nurse, and then I went to case management, and I worked there as a director of case management for about 12 years. And then I migrated to this position.
From your perspective, and we don't have to talk specifically about, you know, the vaccine and the difficulties that y'all are, you know, having trying to get people to take them. What are the biggest issues that you see in our community in terms of health care over this period of time that you've been serving in the hospital? What have you seen?
I've seen a lot of comorbid conditions. Patients are waiting until they get sick now because of COVID, because they didn't want to come to the hospital. So they're becoming sicker. So we're seeing patients who are sicker now than we've seen in a while.
Yeah. What is the hospital trying to do to reach those people?
Well, we have become We're getting, we've started chronic management disease program. Mm-hmm. So we have we have our clinics who will be reaching out to these patients, and we have a 24-hour nurse hotline. So when patients are seen in the clinic, they can call that hotline if they have additional complaints after hours, if they don't want to come to our emergency room. And if necessary, they can come to the emergency room, you know, and get seen there, because we have a fast track there also. Mm-hmm.
Now, you've got, I'm just going to say, you've got the hospital right there, but there are a series of clinics that you work with that, again, it's the whole healthcare profession here. So there's good coordination, and y'all are seeing things. I'm assuming you can kind of detect, okay, this is going to be a problem. We're going to have a problem if this person doesn't, if we can't help this person with their health issues.
Well, we partner with several of the home health agencies in our community, mm-hmm. To prevent readmissions. So we have a case management department that follow patients from the time they're discharged, at least 30 days out post-hospitalization. So we have several things in place right now that we're being able to really follow these patients closely.
Do you feel like we're making improvements in terms of healthcare?
I do feel like we're making improvements here in Greenwood, because we're seeing the community more involved than ever with the things that's happening to the people here in this community. Mm-hmm.
And you know, the changes at the hospital with the new CEO. Spencer, for you, what are the things that you've seen that that concern you the most about healthcare here in this area?
It's like she said, the mm-hmm. people wait to the last minute to seek medical attention for something that could be treated maybe just outpatient with some medications, mm-hmm. or just by following up with your physician. So that is a big issue, is we wait too long, or we don't get seen early in the disease to start the management early. Yeah.
As we get ready to wrap up, I'd like to ask this question to all of our guests. What do you like most about the Delta, or what are you happiest about living in the Mississippi Delta, either one of you?
It's where I grew up. It's where all my family and friends are, and I just like how, if something goes wrong with somebody in the Delta, everyone surrounds them.
Right.
You know, it's a sense of community just in general with this
whole
town.
And it does seem like the hospital, Bahati Hardin, it seems like a lot of people just really got on board really early with this to make a difference. Gloria, as we end.
I think the family atmosphere here mm-hmm. in this community, everybody's concerned about everybody, and everybody reaches out to help everybody. Yeah. That's what I love about Greenwood. Yeah.
Gloria Boyd, Chief Nursing Officer, and Spencer Jennings, Doctor of Pharmacy, Greenwood LaFleur Hospital. Thank you both for joining us today on Delta Talk.
You've been listening to Delta Talk, a public affairs presentation of TeleSouth Communications and this station.